This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. The European Union readied its vaccine rollout Saturday, even as countries in the bloc were forced back into lockdown by a new strain of the virus, which has spread from Britain to France and Spain, and even as far as Japan. The pandemic has claimed more than 1.7 million lives and is still running rampant in much of the world, but the recent launching of vaccination campaigns has boosted hopes that 2021 could bring relief. First doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine arrived in Italy, Spain, and France on Saturday, ready for distribution to elderly care facilities and hospital staff. Vaccinations in all 27 European Union countries will begin on Sunday after regulators approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on December 21st. Several countries, including Denmark, Lebanon, Germany, Australia, and the Netherlands, have reported cases of the new strain, which has sent jitters throughout overstretched healthcare services. The new strain of the virus, which experts fear is far more contagious, prompted more than 50 countries to impose travel restrictions on the UK, where it first emerged. Meantime, in Asia, China's communist leadership issued a statement hailing the extremely extraordinary glory of its handling of the virus that emerged in the country's Hubei province last year, state news agency Xinhua reported, and in the post-Soviet nation of Turkmenistan, where the government claims no coronavirus cases. The president, who is a former dentist, claimed that licorice root could stop coronavirus from developing. He presented no evidence to prove that. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com.